This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Has Ben Stein reporting that you've been upset that they're having that or deportation?
No.
By then.
I think they're doing an incredible job. It's very tough. Deportations, finding murderers is not easy. They're doing an amazing job, I think. Tom Homan's doing an amazing job. Christy Noem is doing an amazing job. But it's not easy finding murderers who know they're being looked for. We're getting rid of thousands of criminals from our country.
Yes, indeed. That was the president yesterday being asked about the rumors that he was upset that the deportations weren't happening fast enough. I mean, it's only been not quite 3 weeks. I don't know what else people really expected, to be honest with you. But now there's a sheriff in Florida that is asking President Trump to remove some restrictions he feels like that he's facing right now. Eben Brown from Fox News Radio is joining us with more on that story from sunny Florida. Eben, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. Just so you know, we're expecting several inches of snow here overnight, so I hope you're enjoying your sunny weather down there.
Well, we are. Yeah. We are expecting highs later in the week to be in the 90s in terms of the feels like thing, but that means it'll be in the 80s. In fact, we're supposed to have a high today of 83. Oh,
please be careful out there. I mean, you could get heat stroke or something. We're a little worried about you.
Well, we'll have to stay hydrated, of course.
That's for sure.
We had winter for a couple of weeks, but which was long for us. But
I heard about that. Must have been rough. Hey, listen, what is this sheriff asking of President Trump?
Certainly. So Sheriff Grady Judd in Polk County, Florida, who's sort of like America's lawman. You've seen him on television before. It's between Orlando and Tampa. It's a rural community that has sort of been in the forefront of trying to stop drug trafficking and things like that. One of the problems is he's big fan of President Trump. That's never been an issue for him. But one of the problems that he's running into right now is that they don't know who is on an ICE detainer or not until after they arrest someone. So if they have someone in custody, they update their lists to Homeland Security, and then they get back in contact with them, say this person has a detainer, we want to deport them, hand them over, and they very happily do that. But what they don't know is if they're pulling someone over in a traffic stop or stopping someone on the street, they don't know if that person is or isn't someone subjected to an ICE detainer, and that creates a problem for them because the person that they're pulling over may know that they are subject to an ICE detainer, and that might make them desperate and do something really awful that could put the deputy at risk. So if it's happening for Polk County's sheriff's office in Florida, it's happening all around the country. So that's something Sheriff Judd wants addressed, and he says just be a matter of entering that information for ICE detainers into the National Crime Information Computer System. That's the thing where they could check if you had an outstanding warrant, right, and they run your ID, they'll find it, but they won't find an ICE detainer, and that's what they want.
And that is a policy that was changed during the Biden administration. Was that information formerly in there and it's not now?
I believe it was certainly policy of the Biden administration to not include that anywhere, and to essentially to do what they could to make sure local police were not enforcing immigration law. So with the change in attitude with the Trump administration now, this is something that could happen to make things even easier and, I guess, a bit more safe for local law enforcement.
Right, right.
You know, here in Missouri, we've been talking about how I believe our state will be one of the first in the country to allow police to start tracking the immigration status of anybody that they come in contact with if they're arresting them. Have you heard talks of that in Florida or some of these other states where they're trying to do the same thing?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I mean, that's the issue. Once someone is arrested and in custody, then they have access to more information. It's the leading up to that point. So if there's someone that they are trying to, again, it could be a random stop or a traffic stop, or let's just say it's someone that they're trying to arrest on a warrant locally, they can't know in advance that this person could be wanted by ICE.
Right.
Until after they're in custody. So that's the problem mm-hmm. that they're having. And they want to know that information to make sure deputies know that this person could be a whole other level of desperate and might try something if they come into contact with police.
Can I assume they haven't heard anything back yet regarding a reaction from the Trump?
Nothing official that's been made public. I'm sure that, look, the Trump administration kind of wants to empower local police as much as possible with these tasks. Tom Holman, the border security chief, has said this as well. So I think it's just a matter of time for someone to say, okay, let's start doing this. But, I don't think there's going to be any pushback.
Very good. Eben, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
You bet.
Yep. Stay warm down there.
I'm trying my best.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Eben Brown from Fox News Radio. I didn't know that was stuff wasn't in the system. How could that be? I mean, think of how outrageous that is as a member of law enforcement. Let's say, for example, what if they didn't have access to know that the guy they just pulled over, the person they just pulled over, the name they just ran in the system was wanted for murder
mm-hmm.
or was suspected of a violent assault on a police officer somewhere. Without being armed with that information, you're immediately at a disadvantage.
Right.
And not knowing that the individual sitting in the car may be desperate because they know they have an order of deportation and they assume that if you don't know it already, you're going to find out as a police officer that they should be detained for deportation, you're more likely to do something dramatic or try to drive over them.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy, though, that Missouri is one of the first states to allow police to report the immigration status? Because Eben was making the point that, well, really, they need to know it beforehand, which makes
yes.
complete sense to me. But it doesn't even sound like that's available for Missouri law enforcement right now. They're just trying to take the first step of, well, can we at least track it after the fact?
If that hasn't changed, it's going to. I don't know how quickly that'll happen, but I'm a little surprised
mm-hmm.
if it hasn't.
It should. I mean, you're right. That is such crucial information, and I would want to know that when I'm pulling somebody over.
It should be so easy. I mean, I would call it. It's basically a no-brainer. I listened to an interview with a Homan last night. I forget what show he was on, but he basically said, "Listen, what's happened here?" And this is not breaking news, but it was intentional. Everything that happened during the Biden administration, they could have been doing exactly what we're doing and getting people that already had orders of deportation. They intentionally ignored this information. So for all these people to act shocked that we're now out enforcing the law just rings hollow. What do you expect? If somebody's wanted for murder, there should be police officers out there looking for that individual. If somebody's wanted for deportation because an order's already been issued by a Biden-era judge, then what's your problem? What's the issue?
Right.
Unless your point is you don't really want anybody who's here illegally to be forced to leave.
Well, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people think, well, they're here and they're, you know, we're a melting pot and they should be able to stay and they have families. And how could you possibly want to split these families apart and send them back? They have a better life here.
Well, I'm sure they do.
They're helping our economy. I've heard all kinds of, and some of those arguments are not wrong. In some cases, they could be helping our economy, maybe, but they need to come into our country the right way. And, you know, I think we've talked about this, but I just can't wrap my brain around this about how somebody, an illegal, would even get a driver's license, because these people are clearly, in some cases, having to drive to their job. How are you going and getting a driver's license? Do you not have a valid driver's license? Is there some loophole around that?
Yeah.
How is that a thing? Someone enlighten me. I'd like to know.
All good questions.
Get more at 971talk.com.